Welcome to Royalty Redefined, where you become the queen or king of your life. If you're ready to thrive as a visionary leader and really step into your power as the creator of your reality, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Christina Kelly. I'm a coach to 7- and 8-figure brands and keynote speaker who loves helping ambitious leaders create the impact they were born to create. Now, it's your turn. Let's dive in. This is a podcast episode especially for my queens. Now, I do believe that both men and women should be aware of how women work, but for my ladies especially, I have a feeling that this is going to be the podcast episode that is really going to inspire you to see the power that comes from mastering your cycle and you just stepping into your feminine energy. I have brought back the fabulous Barry to teach us all about this. And if you haven't already heard her first interview on the show, go back and listen to the episode that was released on January 11th that ended up being exactly 1 hour and 11 minutes long. I believe it was episode 42, where she talked all about how to give yourself the proper nutrition during different phases of your cycle and how to really honor every phase and understand exactly what is going on from a biological perspective during different parts of the month. However, in this podcast episode, we are diving into how to honor your energy levels during different phases of the month, how to be able to use this in order to manifest anything that you desire, and also how to set boundaries, how to ask for help, and how to receive. Now, just in case you don't know a lot about Barry, let me tell you a little something about her. Barry on Barry is an IHP, aka Integrative Health Practitioner, and the creator of Optimize Your Flow. Her work has been featured in leading publications such as Shape Magazine, Thrive Global, and even on national television shows like The Doctors. My kings and queens, enjoy this fabulous feminine episode. Barry, welcome back to the Royalty Redefined podcast. I am so excited for you to be on here and talking cycle syncing to us and more about, I mean, really more than cycle syncing. I think for today, it's really more about like manifestation and like how that goes into cycle syncing, which I'm just so pumped to hear more about.
Hi, love. Thank you for having me again. I'm really excited to be able to like pour into the community and take cycle syncing into your like, stuff you actually like. Okay. Like, let's be honest. We know the importance of like fitness and nutrition. We know the importance of like our brain changing and how to be productive. But like, when you learn how to truly harness the power of like feminine energy through cycle syncing, like life is just so different. So I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know that in our last interview, which if you guys haven't heard it, you need to go listen to it. Barry talked all about, you know, really the importance of nutrition and supplementing different areas of your cycle and kind of more of what goes into every single phase of your cycle. And so if you haven't already listened to that, you need to make a note to go ahead and tune into that as well. But kind of the cliffhanger that she left us at the end of the interview is Barry teases us all and she goes, okay, but wait, you guys, there's a whole way I manifest with my cycle. And I said, what? And then the interview ended. And so today I want to hear more about that and more so about the manifestation techniques that you use with your cycle and really more about how you use this in more of the fun areas of your life, like you've said. And I would just love for you to take it away.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, I am a seasoned soul. Okay. That's what I tell people. Like, I'll be 29 soon. And although I'm still arguably young, right? I have had my aura reading and it says I have the aura of a 60-year-old woman. Okay. So like, I know, right? Like, it's crazy energy to like, to me, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, who said you could be that wise? Okay. But what I've learned is we're constantly trying to separate science and spirituality, but so much of like who we are and things we do are truly rooted in the alignment of the two. So when I kind of is, excuse me, sir, with your truck, can you not? I live off of a busy road in a downtown area and it's like, sir, can you not? But like what I've noticed is when you utilize your cycle as a blueprint and you understand the body And then you can like zoom out to like what I call brilliance. It's just easy. So in the first episode, I shared how during menstruation, there's 25% more connectivity between the right and left hemispheres of your brain. That is the time for visualization, vision casting. Like, think about what it is you're trying to manifest. Okay. And like, think about how specific you want to be or non-specific. So I also like know my human design and I'm like a specific manifester. And I didn't realize that until I looked into like my human design, but like having this vision that's so clear, use that, harness it, focus it during menstruation. Then during your follicular phase, so post period, but pre-ovulation, you want to do more of that action-oriented creation, fine-tuning things. So like, what do the details of this vision look like? Like how specific, like, what do you want to be wearing when it comes to life? Right? Think about that. And then when you're ovulating, we're bringing the vision to life. So often we hear people talk about the law of attraction, but not enough about the law of action. Okay. So we have to intentionally use our cycle to take action on that vision. Does this action look like pitching yourself? Does this action actually look like I'm getting cute today? You know, I'm feeling myself today. Like, what is this action? Okay. And then once you're done ovulating in that early luteal phase, evaluate it, see where you are in that timeline of bringing that vision to life. And I think what happens is, like, you know, we hear people say, like, set your intention and then release it. I agree with that a little bit. Set your intention, work for it, and release it. So one of the things I have been actively manifesting in my life is a book. I'm still waiting to hear back. My book timeline got pushed back, but it was, I set the intention to partner with a specific publishing company. I reached out to them because they had reached out to me, reached out to them on my period, heard back from them when I was ovulating. And that was to connect me to a literary agent who was going to make my life a lot easier, because the intention was, I want to sign this book deal and I don't want to have to be the middleman. I don't want to email back and forth. Like, I would rather have a manager do it for me. That's literally what I said. That was menstruation. I had to wait all of my follicular phase to hear back. And then ovulation happens and boom. I'm like sent this person who's actually going to do some of that groundwork for me so that I don't have to be like overwhelmed negotiating a contract or going back and forth, right? So that's the manifesting side of like cycle syncing. Again, that's a very specific thing because Barry knows like what's on her heart, right? But if you're somebody who's not as specific, maybe all you want to do is like manifest somebody to get out of your way completely off of the road. You just have to think about it and then like lean back into it, right? Mm-hmm. But when we're thinking about these like bigger things, it's a little bit different. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I absolutely do. And first of all, I am so excited to read your book when that comes out. I mean, we were even just talking off air, like I've gotten so much value out of just like your Instagram, out of our interview and whatever it is that you're going to share in this book. I can't wait to dive into it. But I love how with what you just said here, it's really all about honoring the different phases of our cycle, but also allowing them to make us more productive and really doing things like visualizing, setting that intention, taking the aligned action, which I agree, we need to talk more about that. And then evaluating. And I think this is so powerful for us to use in any area of life. Obviously, for entrepreneurs, I plan my entire monthly workflow around my cycle. There's only certain weeks of the month where I will do things like take interviews and create content. Then I have a week of the month where I'm going over my analytics and looking at my data and things like that. And then I have my week of the month where it's new ideas, which is menstruation. But even for someone who's like, let's just say like the stay-at-home mom who, let's just say, wants to manifest other things into her life, what would you say to her and how would you encourage her to really be able to use these principles to make her life more in flow?
It's so funny that we're talking about this because you literally have no idea, but I created a workshop series called Workflow, one for homemakers, one for entrepreneurs, and one for working professionals, because people are always asking me, how can I do this in sync with my cycle if I am a teacher or if my toddler doesn't want to get out of bed? So we're going to talk about it for stay-at-home moms, right? So one thing I think with stay-at-home moms, it's really important that you understand what it is you want to do. Like stay-at-home moms, you set the tone and the energy of your home, right? So think about the type of home you want and run it like it's your business. I don't care what anybody says. You can be the CEO of your company and you can be a CEO at home. And that's period. That's it. Okay. But like, you know, let's say, okay, prime example, my boyfriend has two little ones and Cameron's turning three. The daughter is turning three and we're in the potty training stage. Listen, I'm manifesting that she knows how to use the pot before the end of this month, right? So what this looks like is setting the intention for on my period. I was like, she needs to be potty trained. Like, I can't keep getting interrupted. I'm just trying to pee. Go away. That's what it is, right? So you're a stay-at-home mom. Like, I know all the moms can relate to this, but it's just like, okay, so now that we know what the goal is, right? How are we going to achieve this goal? I've never had to potty train anybody before. So what do those details look like? And that's something you would want to think about on your period because you can get creative with it. Then in the follicular phase, post-period, that's when we start taking the action. Now, it could happen like that. It's not going to. We've been going at it for 2 weeks now. It's not. But what is happening is watching her say, like, I'm paying attention to her, like pull at her diaper. I'm like, do you have to go potty? You ready? And then I send daddy to go to the pot with her, which is great. If he's home, like he goes with her. And I'm like, thanks, babe. Appreciate you. Cause I don't want to sit there for 5 minutes, but like, again, it's that simple. And then the creation. So maybe it looks like creating a little ritual for her to get excited to go to the potty. And then like the evaluation, we have a little responsibility chart in our kitchen that says like, I used the potty today. I cleaned my room today. No, I'll be honest with you. No, that's not, maybe that's not what every stay-at-home mom's trying to manifest, right? Like, let's be real. Maybe you're just like, I would love to manifest some extra help. Maybe I want to get someone to clean the house or someone to help with the kids so that I can work my business. Great. So you're going to think about on your period, this is what I want, why I want it. And then post period, this is how I would like it. Like, this is how I would like this to go. I would love to have someone come in 3 days a week to clean the floors, do the laundry, and like do some like tidying. Or I would love to have someone come in 3 days a week. And on, let's say she comes in on Monday, and on Monday it's tutoring session with the kids. On Tuesday, it looks like whatever else. I don't know. Like, I don't have anybody that's like helping. They go to daycare and school. So like, you know, but like think about those things. And then in ovulation, that's when you're doing the interviewing. Right? That's when you're actively saying like, oh, that's a good technique, or oh, that's a great approach. And then like evaluate it at the end of your cycle. And I think it's important that, you know, if you're manifesting and doing certain things in sync with your cycle, don't try to be so quick to collapse your timeline. Because I think that's a really like hot topic that people are like about. And it's like, let's quantum leap here and quantum that. Quantum sit down somewhere. And like, be with, like, someone needs to say it. So I'm going to say it, right?
I love
like,
it.
Sit, like, think about it. Because if we're so busy quantum leaping to these next areas, are you able to appreciate and be present in this moment? No, you're not. You know, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you're not necessarily trying to manifest anything, but you do want to improve the way you lead in your home, the decisions you're making, the delegation that needs to happen. You can do all of that in sync with your cycle. It's just a simple mastery of, I am a great vision caster and I know how to delegate things and I can take action on these things. And then I'm going to review those things. That's what it all comes down to. Like, I feel like I'm like oversimplifying it to some people, but that's really what it comes down to, because we have all these different skills available for us. And I mean, even when I was a working professional, I was working in construction and development at one point. I was also working as like in Fortune 500 automotive at one point as a project manager, right? So when you're doing those things, it kind of feels like the whole world is collapsing all at once. But when you understand like the framework of your biology, you can actually expand it into these other areas. You just have to look at what skills are useful when. So communication and like talking, we always have to do it, but you're actually the best during your follicular phase and ovulatory phases. Mm. It's a no-brainer. So why am I going to pitch any other time? If you're like, I can't get around this pitch, that's fine. Do priority management. Fine tune when your pitch like is the best and strongest. If it's not aligned with your cycle, say for instance, you're on your period when you have to pitch, that's fine. Kill them with a great hook. Okay. Draw them in and then pass the mic to like your team. Mm-hmm. It's all just a delicate dance of like aligning with your cycle. That I feel like I'm just like on a tangent, but that's what it is.
I love this tangent. And I don't think that you made it too simple at all, because it's hard to take action on things that are complex. You made it actionable for us. And that's something that I really like about any of the content that you produce is, yes, of course, you're like this intellectual who knows all these different things, but you break it down and you make it so someone can actually digest it. And to what you just explained too, with like, may you want to hire like a cleaner or a nanny to help you out. This is something that any business owner can utilize as well for hiring new team members, right? If you're a female business owner and you're looking to hire, let's just say you want to bring on like a video editor. Okay, Vary, tell me if I got this right. During the time of your period, this is when you are visualizing, thinking about what you'd really want out of this video editor, the kind of content they'd want to help you edit, etc. Then during the next phase of your cycle, this is when you'd be really writing down, okay, like let's just say this is the job post and this is the qualities I want this person to have and I'd want them to get me 3 videos a week or whatever it is. Then after that, during your ovulation is when you'd want to be interviewing, okay, really talking to people, screening people. All right, you know, are you the right fit? Are you the right fit, etc. And then after that, in the final week of your cycle is when you'd want to look at all your applicants and evaluate and say, okay, which person do I feel like would actually be the right fit for my company culture, for what it is I'm trying to create, et cetera. Did I get all that?
You did. You did. You did so great. Like watching you do this, I'm like, I'm a proud mom right now. But you know, that's what it is. It's understanding when you work and how you work best. So like even down to finances, I quite literally, like personally, okay. So research shares that we spend more money in the first half of our cycle than in the second half of our cycle, because in the second half of our cycle, we are more primal and like in survival mode because of the switch of allocentric to egocentric, meaning we stop focusing on the external world and start focusing on us. So post ovulation, when you are in that early luteal and your late luteal phase, getting ready to release, your body actually thinks you might be pregnant. And so it's like, you're more primal and it's like, let's store resources away. So we're actually said to spend less money in the second half of our cycle and more money in the first half of our cycle. Because in the first half of our cycle, after our period, we're just like carefree, like, yeah, let's go. Like, woo! Yeah, that's what we're doing. Right. And so if you are somebody who like confessions of a Targetaholic, it's not even a shopaholic, it's Target. Like Target is my favorite place at times and like the most toxic place. I notice that in the first half of my cycle, I will make a point to go to Target more than I will in the second half of my cycle. And then I'm looking at my bank statements and I'm like, oops, like, whoops, I did it again. Like, oops, I did it again. Like Britney Spears, right? But like, that's really how nuanced this could be if you want it to be or not. But also, like, there's a lot of people who would be like, Barry, this isn't practical. And what I want to say is, you're not practical. Like, if you don't think aligning with your cycle is practical, it's because you're choosing not to do it. You're choosing to say, like, this is a man's world and I want to stay in this energy. And that's your right. You can have that choice. But once you can literally just remember two phases of high energy, two phases of low energy, two phases of like spending, two phases of saving. If you can just simply remember that dance of two and two, it becomes more practical. Two phases for action, two phases for reflection. Like, you can extrapolate it into that simple of an approach, because like what I would tell somebody who's a teacher, let's say, for instance, she teaches first grade. I'm not going to go through the nuances of this is how you're going to lesson plan in sync with your cycle. 9 times out of 10, your lesson plan is probably already designed for you because of how schools are in the curriculum. So what I am going to say to a teacher is, hey, start teaching your kids how to help you. Start teaching your students how to help you. Delegate this role of the line leader. Maybe your students are walking in front of you when you're on your period and you're walking behind them. Instead of you leading, watch what your students are capable of doing. It's a different approach. It reserves and conserves energy, but it also gives energy. Like, we teach people how to treat us at the end of the day, right? So as a teacher, you get to teach your students how to treat you throughout each phase of your cycle, but it's up to you to get creative. Well, when should you get creative? On your period. Get creative about how you're teaching them how to help you. It's that simple. And like, listen, I'm dealing with a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, okay? I'm dealing with toddlers. They do not care when I'm on my period. They do not care when I'm PMSing, but they understand, oh, Miss Barry needs some help loading the dishwasher today. They get it, you know? So just start teaching. I mean, we could even put this into the relationship perspective, but that's a whole different thing.
There's so much to unpack here. But again, I really appreciate how you're making this so simplified, right? Even just with you saying, think of, you know, your monthly cycle as just two and two. 2 weeks, go, 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 go. Provide, provide, provide. Talk, talk, talk. Next part, ask for help. Be creative. Sit with yourself. Conserve. And even just simplifying it like that is something that I think any woman listening to this, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you are doing something else out there with your beautiful life, whatever it is, you can apply that principle to really whatever way it is that you are seeking to spend your time right now. Something that I really want to elaborate on, or have you elaborate on, that you just mentioned is asking for help. And this is such a hot topic and something that us ladies need to have a little powwow about right now, because something that I personally struggled with, especially a couple of years back, is like, I've just, and I know other women listening can relate to this, but I've always been very driven. I've never not been driven. Not to say I don't have my moments where I feel lazy, but I just naturally have a very go, go, go. I'm going to get shit done. I'm going to work, 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 et cetera, until I'm so exhausted, I literally just pass out into bed. And it wasn't until I started learning how to ask for help, and also that asking for help can be not only empowering for me, but empowering for the people around me, that I feel like I was able to not only create my best work from a professional standpoint, but also show up with so much more love and just like an overflowing cup for myself and for the people who I really care about in my life. So can you take a moment right now and just talk about delegation as a woman, asking for help, and really how that has allowed you to step into more of your own personal power, especially in regards with your cycle?
Can I talk about this like all day? Like, I can. Okay. So first things first, I want to say this. I'm a very direct person, and so it's easy for me to ask for help, but I'm also a Black woman. And so I was raised with the strong, independent Black woman like narrative, because my mom was a single mom. My dad passed when I was younger. So that's what I was conditioned to be my entire life, is this I don't need no man. Like, I need any help. I got it. I really was. And I say that with love, but I also say it just like, even if you're not a woman of color, if you were conditioned to believe you don't need help, let's rewire that. Okay. We all need help. We're all in this together, just like they say in High School Musical. God, now I need to watch that movie. But the first thing is, it's not what you say, it's the way you say it. Okay. So our association with how we receive help and ask for it is one thing. The second thing is, stop trying to be disciplined and start being devoted. Now, discipline is a very masculine thing, right? Discipline is very linear, and it tells us that we have to show up and be the same every day. Whereas devotion is an invitation to be all of these things that you want to be, whether it's an entrepreneur, a girlfriend, a wife, a mom, career woman. As women and feminine beings, our operation should be out of devotion, because it allows us to take care of ourselves, our family, and our dreams. So I would encourage people to get out of that discipline and into that devotion. And like, even just saying the word devotion, like, I'm like, God, I love being a woman. Like, I love working with my cycle, because it's a permission slip to be able to show up differently every day, stick to a plan, but honor my feelings. I saw this Instagram post where it was like, follow the plan, not your mood. I was like, I love that, but also I hate that. Like, you know, like, I love that, but I hate it, right? Because I do believe that if you don't feel 100%, then maybe you shouldn't show up. Not because you don't want to move the needle, but because the way in which you're showing up might not be the best for you, let alone the people being impacted by you. And so when you're operating out of devotion, it invites you to sync with your cycle. It invites you to honor that ebb and flow of where you're at. So those would be the first two things. The third thing is tangible and practical, because I know that's why we like Barry. Okay. That's what I do. So I think understanding what you can do and only you can do, what you can delegate and what you can simply delete, is a game changer. So I teach people to do it, delete it, or delegate it. Do it. Only you and you alone can do it. Delete it. This is the stuff that's been on your task list for like forever that's just not getting done. Table it till next quarter, or better yet, get rid of it altogether. Delegate it. Where can you receive help? Now, there's two phases of our cycle designed for receiving, two phases designed for giving. Our phases of receiving, so where you would want the help, is that luteal phase, phase four, and then the first phase, menstruation. These are going to be our receiving phases. So receive the help. Have him cook dinner one night. Like, I love when my boyfriend cooks dinner. I'm like, thank you so much, honey. Like, thank you. You know, I love getting help with like the laundry around the house, especially when I'm on my period. Cause I'm like, guys, just leave me alone. Like, you guys know, like, you know how to fold your clothes. We know how to hang our clothes up. And if not, just put it in your little like dresser. Like, you know how to do this by now, right? But when it comes to like team, this is the stuff where my team is turning things into me to get reviewed. Instead of me saying, let me give them all these things, they actually turn things into me. And I delegate during my follicular and ovulatory phases. I do a lot of talking and teaching, coaching, training, all of that during that phase. Again, it's not what you say, it's the way you say it. So if you're saying it from this like, oh, woe is me, of course you're going to have the woe is me energy. But if you're like, listen, I love you so much, and this is how you're a part of the vision, so how are we doing things? Completely different energy. Does that answer your question?
It answers my question perfectly. And this is a topic for me that I wish I would have heard more about a couple years ago, when I had trouble tapping into my feminine energy, to be totally honest with you. And these are the kinds of things that I think every woman should be educated on. And not only that, especially if you are a leader in some sense, which is the listener of the show, right? Whether you're the leader of your home, that is you being a leader. Whether you're the leader of a business, that's also you being a leader. Maybe you just like are a natural leader and a leader in your family or your friend group. Well, we need to know about this and really understand how to empower themselves in the journey. A question I would have for you though, to dive a little bit deeper on this, is let's just say there's a woman listening to this right now who is hearing everything that you're saying, is wanting to implement it, but there's some part of her that feels bad about asking for help. Maybe there's like just like a little bit of motivation, inspiration, just a couple more words that she needs from you on that in particular. What would you want to say to her?
That's a good question. And, you know, I'm an ovulatory energy, so I'm feeling spicy. So I'm going to try to deliver this in like a very delicate way. But, you know, right now, I think I would say to her, you get to choose how you live and lead your life. I think oftentimes we spend so much of our life living for others or rewriting narratives of others. Do you really feel bad for asking help for help, or is it shame that you're feeling because of something else? Why do you feel bad? What are you looking for from someone else that you really need to heal within yourself? Because we're often our own worst critics. And do you feel bad for being like, I need help writing copy? Do you really feel bad about that? Or are you telling yourself you have to do it all by yourself because you can only make it to the top? Are you telling yourself it's lonely at the top? You know, like really delve into those narratives and begin to rewrite them, because you get to choose the narratives in which you're believing at the end of the day. Do you choose to have guilt? Because that's a conscious choice. It really is. And like, I'm not the kind of person who wants to hear about your ancestors and epigenetics and trauma. Listen, we all have it. How are you moving through it? You're choosing to stick with these narratives and stay stuck, or you're choosing to rise above. That's what it comes down to. And there's no nice way to say that. I'm sorry. Sorry, friend.
I'm not motivational. Don't apologize. Don't apologize, because that in itself, I believe, is motivation. That in itself is inspiration, that truth. I consider motivation and inspiration anything that sets your soul on fire. And that just set me on fire. And I completely agree. And that's honestly a huge part of the reason why I even started this podcast, is because for so long in my own life, I didn't realize how much power I had, right? We're not taught these things. And then I started to, because of difficult circumstances I was going through, I started to do the research. I started to study successful people. I started to study their thought patterns. I started to study their behaviors. And in doing so, I realized that like Tony Robbins was a janitor. And like all these people who you look at now, they had their own set of problems that they had to overcome. And they had their own generational trauma and all the things. And ultimately, it comes down to you, with the analogy we use on the show, crowning yourself the king or queen of your life. Don't crown your generational trauma the king or queen of your life. Don't crown your childhood trauma the king or queen of your life, which, hey, I've been there. But then it's like, you're hearing this message now. So recognize that you have that power. And exactly what you said, Barry, was perfect.
I think it's just like, it's one of those things where I think we just constantly want to stack the odds against ourselves. But like, when are we going to realize we're the ones stacking it? Like the blocks, the obstacles, those things. And maybe it's because, like, you know, when I was younger, I was an athlete. And so I was a high level athlete when I was in high school. And then I went on to be an athlete in college. And, you know, we're all presented with obstacles. But it's like, where's your focus? Are you in the game, or are you looking at the scoreboard? So when you're in the game, all you're focusing on is doing like the right things that you can control, right? When you're focused on the scoreboard, you're not paying attention to the game. You're looking at the scoreboard. You're looking at the odds stacked against you. You're looking at the obstacles in your way. Focus on the game. Focus on your crown. Stop looking at everybody else's crown. Okay, it might have a lot of jewels or whatever. We love that. Look at your crown. How are you adorning yourself? How are you waking up every day and stepping into your royalty? How are you redefining what it means to be a working professional or a homemaker, stay-at-home mom? How are you redefining what it means to be an entrepreneur? How are you redefining femininity for yourself? Because I think a lot of us have this association like, oh, femininity is like, I'm powerless. I don't know about you, but maybe I think femininity is so dynamic. We think of feminine energy as soft and light because that's what we were told. But if you, I've read the Tao Te Ching, I don't know if you're familiar, but the Tao talks about how it's really where the concept of yin and yang really came from. But it talks about how feminine energy is flow, it's life force, it's power. It ebbs, it flows, just like our menstrual cycle. And masculine energy is logic and linear and like force. We have both. They're both powerful. But how are we defining this power? Or better yet, how are we redefining it? I know when I'm in my feminine, I'm in my ultra feminine, always it feels like, but especially when I'm in my like luteal phase and especially on my period, when I'm PMSing and on my period, that's my ultra feminine. That's what I'm receiving. But when I'm like in my follicular phase, ovulatory phase, and early luteal phase, baby, I'm power. And I dare somebody to say I'm not. Like you could tell me, like, I want you to go run 20. I want you to go run a marathon, Barry. And I'd be like, how much you paying me? Like, I wouldn't say no. How much you paying? Yeah. That's the first question I would ask during that phase, because it's that opportunity. So we have that opportunity to choose. We have that opportunity to redefine what it's like to seek help. Don't think seeking help is like this, oh, woe is me. Oh, that's powerful. Maybe you're getting help and you're paying somebody at the end of the day. I'm done with my tangent.
I love the tangents. That's exactly why I brought you back on today. And I really think that the theme of this whole interview has been giving yourself the permission slip as a woman to be so fully yourself and to love and embrace every aspect of yourself, but also equally to recognize that the highest version of yourself is a version of you who sees where she wants to be, but then she plays in the game. She's not looking at the scoreboard. She's not looking at everyone else around her. She's saying, how can I make the most of this moment with this particular phase of my cycle? Knowing that a time is going to come around again where I'm feeling more motivated, or a time is going to come around again where I need to ask for more help. But regardless, it's all about understanding yourself well enough to understand how to place the power not only in your own hands, but in the hands of those around you who are more than happy to support you in your journey.
And you'd be shocked who wants to support you too. We never think about that. There's so many people who want to support us, but because we're afraid to ask for that support, or because we're busy looking at somebody else's crown, we don't like. The moment I told my boyfriend, I was like, honey, I would so love it if like these three nights you just made dinner or we went out. He's like, done. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. And then he goes, you're on your period too. Like, let me take care of you. Where did you come from? Like, I'm sorry. What? Like, okay, divine masculine. Okay. Like, you know, so those are the things that like we have to realize. Or, you know, I've brought on some people to help me out on my team and I just want them to contribute. So the contribution is them pulling articles for me and like saying like, these are the key parts you need to look at. Oh, hey, I've written something. Would you like to share it? Like, that's what it looks like. It's different for all of us. But yeah, that's the underlying thread, is like we get to define how we're showing up in our femininity and like what feminine even is to us. Like, I think that's what we got to redefine.
Like, amen. Let's start a new podcast, Redefining Femininity. But I love everything that you're saying too. And I know I keep on saying I love that, but like, it's because I really do. everything you're saying is so powerful, and especially what you've been touching on too, which is femininity is power. That is a huge internal shift I've had to make, because I feel like for so much of my life, I saw power as only masculine energy. And so even though I've always been very girly and like to wear hair bows and all the things, my energy was very much so, I think, heavier. And it was also like a push, push, push. I have to be in my masculine energy. Otherwise, I'm not worthy of love and affection or worthy of really anything in my life. And that's a huge block I had to work myself through. And by redefining femininity as power in its own beautiful way, while still honoring the divine masculine who likes to take care of us, snaps for him, we love this. It's like, what a beautiful way to look at humans and what a beautiful way to live our lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to us having to rewrite so many narratives. Like, everyone talks about, like, this is a man's world. And I'm like, okay, boys, let's play. Like, that's an invitation for me to just, like, see how. And again, I think that's my, like, personality trait, is to look at these things that are often so stacked against me and say, like, let's play with it. Let's see what we can do. And not everyone has that, right? So if you're an introverted woman who perhaps sees things as obstacles rather than opportunities, I want to encourage you to look at it as an opportunity and make one shift a day. Just one shift a day to say, okay, I'm going to try pitching myself when I know I'm ovulating. And if you get a no, which I highly doubt you will, but in the event that you do, right, I want you to bounce back and say, okay, well, where can I get a yes? Right? Like, that's the power of femininity. Like, a woman who reaches like rock bottom and is like, I have nowhere to go but up, is far more dangerous than a man who reaches rock bottom. And I say that with love, but it's because, like, there's the shakti that has to rise through us as women. It's like there waiting to be unlocked, but it's up to us to make that decision to release it. And I'm not saying release it in this, like, there's like this dark feminine, light feminine thing on TikTok right now. And I'm like, you kids, you don't understand. It's all of it. You know, like, don't lean too into one side or too into the other side. It's understanding it for what it is and utilizing it intentionally so that you are able to activate your feminine in a different way. But I need to stop with these tangents.
I love the tangents. No, give me the tangents all day long, Barry. This is what I'm here for. One of the questions I want to ask you to really close out our interview today is there any habit that you do at all parts of your cycle, perhaps like a non-negotiable in your regular routine, that you feel like allows you to step into your own personal power as a woman?
That's a really good question. And I'm really like trying to think, because I've like habit stacked my wellness routine specific to my cycle, right? But I would have to say it's really that mindset shift I shared early on from discipline to devotion. That would have to be the thing. I would have to say in every phase of my cycle, I'm devoted to myself, to my family, and to my career. How that plays out in different phases is that, like, it's like I'm extra devoted to like self-care rituals and routines in my menstrual phase, like so much so when I'm on my period, right? But in my ovulatory phase, like, my devotion is literally all about like making sure I look good, but securing the bag, like always got to get the money. Like, I know it sounds wild, but it's just like, you know, the devotion to my career is just so different in my ovulatory phase as opposed to my menstrual phase, that like, I think that's what the constant practice is like giving myself permission to be devoted rather than disciplined.
And as a woman, I'm sure that having that switch from discipline to devotion has also allowed you to continue to do things like scale your business and your following, all these things that I've been watching, while also not burning out, which is another key thing that I think is really important.
32% of women like women are 32% more likely to burn out than men. Literally a statistic I was just reading the other day. And if you're 30 and under, you're 29% more likely to burn out than your older counterparts, whether this be in entrepreneurship or in the workplace, right? And the reason it happens is because, like, the energy, one, our biology, but two, like, our level of care and attention to detail is so different when we're like 30 and under. Like, we care a lot more. Whereas when you're 30 and above in the workplace, you might care a little bit less. You're just like, here we go. Here we freaking go, right? Like, it could be an eye roll. In entrepreneurship, the vision has probably changed from being like 25 to like a 30-year-old. The visions might look very different. I mean, for me, you're a baby to me. I'll be 29, you'll be 26, right? And so your vision for what you want might be very different than what I'm wanting. And so it's like likely that you're like, I got to get it all done. Oh my gosh. Whereas like for me, I'm like, yeah, I'll answer that email when I feel like it. Like, you know, that could be the energy. So I think that all plays into it. But I think everyone needs to switch. If you're a woman, I want you to just switch from discipline to devotion mentally. With all of your goals, with all of the things you want to do in life, it's not about being disciplined. It's about being devoted. And like, when you think about it, devotion is only, it's the feminine way to say discipline.
A question on that, that I'll ask you before we officially close out today is, when it comes to switching from the energy of disciplined to devoted, which I think is very juicy and very valuable, how, when you did make that that shift in energy in your life, how did you see that impact your business, your relationships? How did things feel and start to look differently to you?
It started feeling like every day was a dream that I was living and waking up in. You know, I officially started my business in March of 2020. And in that time, I've seen my Instagram go from 500 followers to over 20,000. I've seen revenue in my business go from zero figures to six figures. I have seen doors open that I never imagined. Like, for instance, in March of this year, I'll be at South by Southwest because I've been featured in a documentary that has someone like Gloria Steinem. If you're not familiar, she's a very large feminist activist and founder of, I think, like a magazine, a New Yorker magazine, perhaps. I've seen those things make waves in my career. I remember the first time I was on national television, like it was out of this world. I could have never imagined those things because they were never really the desires of my heart. Like, I never really was like, let me be in a documentary or let me be on TV. That was just like not me. But I was like, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I got featured on TV. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, like, I was just like, but I wasn't thinking about those things. What I was thinking about was the impact of teaching women how to harness the power of their feminine energy in an intentional way. And how, like, you know, I used to have a screensaver that said, impact millions, make millions, or something like that. Like something simpler, like very just simple. And that was the focus and the mission. And then I did that single, not in a relationship, you know. At the end of 2020, I had gotten out of a relationship and I just dated myself until May of 2022. And now I'm literally in my dream relationship with like my dream man. Not everything's always a dream with him, you know, like there's still life that happens. But the dynamic of my relationship, I could never imagine. That all happened as a result of me being devoted to myself first and foremost, to my work, and then my family got pulled into it. Maybe you're not in a relationship right now. That's fine. So that gives you more time to be devoted to yourself, dating yourself, your career, and nurturing the relationships with like your mom and your dad or your brothers, your sisters, you know. That all happens. But I think when you drop out of discipline and into devotion, you're just able to like dream again and you don't feel guilty for your desires, but you get to watch the dream and those desires come to fruition. And that, like, it's different.
You get to dream again and you don't feel guilty for your desires.
Yeah, I mean, when you're growing up, I think after a while, the world can harden us, you know, and we forget that we can dream. And then desires, we allow our desires to dwindle because we're paying bills, buying food, doing things that are not in alignment with us. But when you drop into devotion, it's almost like this innocence comes back and this like possibility happens. So yeah.
So beautifully and so powerfully said. Barry, it's been so much fun to have you come back on the podcast. I could talk about redefining femininity with you all day, every day. For those who are not yet following you on Instagram, everything's always going to be in the show notes, but can you please just share over audio how people can find you if they want to connect with you, learn more about you?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram at Barry on L Barry or at Optimize Your Flow. But I will say the best place, like if you like this conversation specifically, the best place to find me is on either YouTube at Perfect Periods on YouTube. That's my like, it's youtube.com/@ and then Perfect Periods, or my podcast, which is called Perfect Periods. And it's all about navigating different periods of life and really perfecting that while also perfecting your actual period. Those are the places to like go right now that I think everyone will enjoy the most.
Amazing. Is there anything else that you want to share with us before we hop off of our interview for today?
Yeah. If you didn't take anything away from the episodes besides this one thing, like I did my job, and that's devotion over discipline. If you are a woman, devotion over discipline, like please, because you don't need to be burned out. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be afraid of being feminine. Just embody it and embrace it. And that's all.
Barry, thank you so much for coming onto the Royalty Redefined podcast for the second time. You are our first guest ever to do that. You provide so much value. It's been such a joy to have you on the show. And for anyone listening, please never forget that you always have the choice to show up as the king or queen of your life. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, then I would love it if you can go ahead and leave a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is something that will only take you a couple of seconds, but will really help the show reach more people just like you who are wanting to become the king or queen of their life. Thanks for listening and have an amazing rest of your day.